Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Energy Authority on Monday launched a new online digital library platform aimed at improving the public's ease of access to and navigation of AEA records, both current and historical. AEA's new digital library is a robust keyword-based search and query tool for locating Alaska's energy data from any browser-enabled device with web connectivity. At present, there are over 7,500 publicly available program publications, technical reports, research and feasibility studies, and a vast array of other document formats. AEA's new digital library is a significant milestone in a multi-year effort to enhance ease of access to and ensure the sustainable preservation of the state's energy records, said AEA Executive Director Curtis W. Thayer. Thanks to initial funding from the Denali Commission, we have digitized and made available an extensive amount of current and past energy information, and will continue to add additional documents over to the library's lifetime. Several digital library items date back prior to AEA's founding in 1976 and were previously only accessible in print. Following significant scanning and digitization efforts by AEA's team and local Alaskan service providers, these items are now readily accessible in electronic format. While AEA's digital library is accessible via mobile devices with browser functionality, it is not optimized for mobile devices. As such, it's recommended that users access the digital library using a non-mobile device enabled with a fully updated browser. To check out the AEA's digital library, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Homer Electric Association rates are going up in 2024. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Homer Electric Association members will see their rates increasing, if only slightly, in 2024, the utility cooperative announced on Friday. In a press release sent out by HEA late last week, the cooperative explained how its customers would see a base rate increase of 3.5% beginning January 1st. Member relations manager Carrie Ann Baker told KSRM the increase was a reluctant decision made in response to a steady rise in inflation since HEA's last base rate increase in 2020.
As we were going through the budget and looking at the price increases from 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023, we're just seeing enormous increases on our everyday supplies that we use to produce electricity, to string lines, all of that kind of thing.
Baker says the utility company trying to keep the necessary increase as low as possible by prioritizing budget cuts over a rate increase.
So as we went through our budget, we went through and cut what we could, and then we tried to hold the base rate increase for as low as possible. And I'm pretty proud that our board and our finance team and our department heads were able to hold it at 3.5%, which is significantly below the rate of inflation the last 2 years.
According to the Homer Electric press release, its post-pandemic costs due to inflation have risen by nearly 19%. As the company explains it, electric cooperatives in Alaska, as well as the lower 48, continue to see price escalation for materials and services due to continued inflation and supply chain disruptions. This base rate increase will help the cooperative keep pace with the rate of inflation. For more, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman held a meeting in the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers on December 8th to offer updates on legislative issues, as well as hear concerns and questions from the community. He began the night with a brief PowerPoint presentation about fiscal year 2024 and its budget outcomes. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top headlines from Wednesday.